This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 113 of Within the Trenches, and we are sponsored by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. Today, I have as my forever guest, my...
forever guest?
Show regular. How about... I think that's what I used last time. Show regular.
There we go.
Rob Big Mac McMullen. What's going on, man?
Finally, Rob has come back to WTTP.
That's right, dude. Wow. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How are you? It's been busy, and it's just going. It's rock and rolling.
Yeah, it looks like you've been... are you back? Oh, yeah, you are. You're back at the PSAP now. You were flying all over the place for a little while there.
I know. Last week, I was... fly in. Tuesday, I had to go to a meeting on FirstNet in Minnesota, in the wonderful
Minnesota
Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, at the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. That was a early morning out at 6 a.m. Supposed to be back at 11 that night, but ooh. Our wonderful American Airlines, they decided to keep us on the tarmac for 20 minutes, two different times.
What?
And we missed our connecting flight from Chicago to Indianapolis.
No way.
Yeah.
Is that why you Ubered?
That is why I Ubered it, dude. So we got to the me and another guy that was there for the same thing. I was at the gate at 10:02, and our flight left at 10:10. And the lady was like, she said, "You flying to India?" I'm like, "I'm hoping to." She's like, "Yeah, it's done. The flight's done. They just shut the door." I'm like, "You are shitting me." And that was all I said, because if you follow me on Facebook, I have taken a brand new approach at life. I'm Mr. Positive. I try to be Mr.
Positive P. Now. Mr. P instead of Mr. T.
Do all that. Exactly. So I'm like, I all I said was, "You're shitting me," and I was like, "Okay." So she's like, "I'm like, oh my god." She's like, "Yeah." She said, "I even told them that there were like four passengers that were going to get on this plane and they were late." And we were holding him, and they said, "Shut the door. We're not waiting on him."
What the crap, dude?
Yeah, I was not a habit camper. So then the couple other people that were with me come in too, and they're like, I said no. So they booked us on the flight the next morning, at leaving at 9 a.m., mm-hmm. which wasn't cool because we were only up there for a day meeting, you know, so I didn't have any clothes with me, extra clothes or
smelling all stanky and everything, like beef.
Exactly. Smelling nasty and didn't have anything for my contacts. And I just was, you know, I was like, no, we're not doing this. So they give us rental car information. So I were up. So there was me and another guy, a lady, and some other random stranger dude that we needed to go to Indy and we couldn't get there. So we were going to rent a car, and we were walking to the airport, and dude's like, some random guy's like, he said, "I'd try Uber." He said it might be cheaper. I'm like, whatever. Uber to Indianapolis from Chicago.
Right.
Whatever. So we actually called the rental car place, and we tried to figure out where the hell we need to go. And O'Hare Airport, they don't have like the rental car place inside the airport. You have to get on a shuttle and go to the rental car place. Well, they won't let you on the shuttle unless you have a registration or a reservation. So I tried to get a reservation, and the guy was that I talked to at National Car Rentals. Thank you very much. Hopefully there won't be a sponsor, because like Ricardo, no, he was a total.
I always go Hertz.
He was a total dickwad, and he couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And it was going to be $275 to rent a car to go to Chicago for 4 hours, or to, just to drive to Indy. So no. So we're like, sure, what the hell, we'll try Uber. So it was end up being like $230.
Yeah, so Uber. It was a little cheaper.
It was a little cheaper, and we didn't have to worry about putting gas in the vehicle or driving after the we'd all been up all day at meetings, and you know, I had gotten up at like 3 o'clock that morning, and anyway.
See, that's a good thing about Uber is that you've got somebody driving you. However, When I got an Uber, which I'm all about Uber, but I got to say this because it was funny. At Nationalina, Kurt and I ended up getting an Uber to go just from the hotel to whatever restaurant we were going to. We're like, it's only going to be a 4 minute drive, but let's do it anyway. Let's see. And the dude almost killed us, man. He pulled out in front of, well, an officer for one, and also a dump truck.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And after he makes his turn and we start going, he's like, "All right, I almost killed you guys. Where are you guys headed again?" And we told him, and he's like, "Ah, so you'll be able to drink it off." I was like, "Yeah, something like that, guy."
Wow.
Well, and then at the end of it, I was telling him that I was going to, I said, "You guys take tips, right? On the card, I can just put it on there." He's like, "Yeah, they don't do it that way." I was like, "Oh, sorry, man. I don't have any cash, but you also almost killed us, so." Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. I was like, yeah, so 3 hour and 30 minute Uber ride, like that had been the farthest the guy had ever driven. He'd only been driving with Uber for a year, about a month, found out that they do not know where they're, you know, when you do it on the app, they're like, you say where you're going, and then they send an Uber. I asked the guy, because when he pulled up, I'm like, "So are you ready to go to Indy?" He was like, "Nope." And he's like, "You're not kidding." I'm like, "No, that's where we're going." He's like, "Well, let's go." So yeah. So I asked him, I said, "So you didn't know that you were taking us to Indy?" He said, "No, they don't tell us where we're going, because they don't want them cherry picking where their fares are going." So,
oh wow, no way, dude! Because you put the destination on there,
exactly. You put the destination on there, and it tells you.
But the drivers don't get it.
The driver doesn't know that. He's just knowing that you know you're picking somebody up.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, tell me about it. So I was like, oh wow. So
I was like, well, yeah. They already charged my credit card, so unless you're going to give me that money back, your ass is driving to Indy.
he was like, he's like, okay, he was good with it. He like, he'd only been like driving, but we got to Indy at 3:30 that morning, and he had to turn around and drive back to Chicago. So,
he kind of got
hosed. So, that trip ended up being a disaster, and then Saturday Saturday I had to go out to the NINA office in Alexandria for a meeting, and coming back, we got done early. So I got on an earlier flight, and we ended up sitting on the tarmac for an hour and a half because of whatever reason. Then we're getting ready to leave. It's like, oh, we need to go back and get fuel. So I ended up getting home a half hour earlier from leaving 2 hours. My original flight was supposed to leave at 5. I ended up leaving at like 3. Then I changed my flight to leave at 3. So and I ended up getting home a half hour earlier than what I should have because of all the time. So,
holy crap, dude. It was like a trip from hell.
It was. So
what did you do? This is what happens when you try to turn a new leaf.
So now what? I'm here home till the middle of August when we all go to APCO in Orlando. So that'll be a good time.
Yeah, that will be a good time. It'll be good stuff, man. We'll get to hang out and chill. So
yes.
Speaking of you being over at the NINA headquarters and stuff, you are now the first VP of NINA.
Yes, I am. I was sworn in at the national conference in Indianapolis, which I believe you guys didn't stick around for the swearing in ceremony. Thanks a lot.
I know. I saw it on pictures, man. I was there with you.
It doesn't matter, man. Last year in Denver, you guys were there. This year it was in your home state and you guys bailed.
But you know why I bailed though? You know why I bailed?
Yeah, I know why you bailed.
Because I have a daughter that was almost going to be born and I had to split. So you got to give me some slack at least for that.
Yes, 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 I know.
For wifey at least.
Yep, you and wifey now have a new little one that's so cute. She's so cute. So,
but I will be there in San Antonio and I will see you get sworn in as
the Presidente.
Oh man, that's gonna be big shit right there.
There you go.
Are you gonna, okay, so you've got, for people who don't know, Rob has always had, like, you know, facial hair and such, not always hair up on top from the time that I've known him. There was a time for like a few months where you did have some hair going there, but then you shaved it all back off. But
yes,
this guy,
for about 9 months, I grew my hair out and now I'm back to the bald look.
Yes, the awesome bald look. But your mustache and your chin hair, you look like freaking Doc Holliday, dude. So
I'm working on it, and unfortunately I don't have my cameras on my webcam's not working. But yes, I am doing a lot to one of your coworkers at the great company of InDigital.
Thank you.
I've decided to grow out I've always thought he had an awesome epic mustache. So, and then when I was at FDIC this year, you see all those fire guys that have the epic big bushy curly mustaches. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to try it and see how it does.
And it looks very good so far, man.
Yeah. So I'm actually pretty happy. I've got a couple of different types of waxes that I'm using, and I think today it's pretty much on point. It was looking pretty good earlier. So
you're going to have to take a picture and send it to me. So when I post this episode, I can post the picture up there and say, this picture will make sense once you listen to the episode about 11 minutes in.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So when you're in San Antonio, then are you going to Doc Holliday it out? Like, are you going to do it all cowboy and stuff?
Probably not.
Because you'll have your awesome mustache. Hey, you dressed like Kingpin last year. Yes. For that ceremony.
Yes, I did. Yes, and that was totally not even planned, but
was epic. It was amazing. So now you're going to have to dress up like a cowboy or something, cuz you've got the stash.
I will. I'll do that. I don't know if I won't be able to pull off the hat, but I can do the black suit and a three-piece suit. So yeah, I can do that. So
dude, that would be sweet.
Because the stash is not going anywhere. I'm kind of fond of it, and it's kind of funny because people are like, it's kind of crazy going to the bank anymore because now you can do everything online. But the dude is like, do you have anything else? I'm like, no. He's like, can I ask you a question? And that's never a good thing when the guy at the bank says, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, sure. He's like, how long did it take you to grow your stash like that? I'm like, I said, I've always had one, but I'm just kind of, since about April, I've been working on it to get it to curl and everything else. So he's like, well, it's epic. So I'm like, yeah, it's cool. So the guys here at work call me Colonel Sanders. They asked one of the local news ladies, she asked our chief deputy who does Crime Stoppers every Thursday on the news. She was like, okay, you've got to tell me what's the deal with Rob and his mustache? He's like, well, he said, you know, times are tough. So he took a part-time job being Colonel Sanders at the local KFC. So like,
you're a live advertisement, the ones that stand outside.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, look, it's the crispy guy. So anyway, it's a good time.
You could wear your all white Kingpin suit and stand out there. Oh, man, that's funny.
Well, that Kingpin suit's it was a little big then and it's even bigger now. So
that's right. Because what we were saying, or what have I been saying that ever since you you lost so much weight and stuff. You're no longer Big Mac. You're a double cheese.
Yeah, I'm like a double cheeseburger now. Such an ass.
Oh, man. It's funny. It's funny, though.
It's all good. So what else is new in your world?
Dude, things have been crazy, man. I've got the t-shirts online right now, the Dispatch Love and the Sons and Daughters of Dispatch, as well as the official Within the Trenches t-shirt. And then the other day, I was, just this past Sunday. So this past Sunday, I was... my brother and I went to go pick up my mom and my sister from Indianapolis from the airport, which I thought they were flying into Fort Wayne like a few days before that. And my mom says, "So you're going to pick us up at the airport still, right?" And I said, "Well, yeah, of course I'm going to go over there. It's only like 5 minutes away from my house." And, it's more like 10, but, right, she goes, right. I thought Indianapolis was like 2 hours away from you. And I said, "It is 2 hours away from me." And I said, "But the Fort Wayne airport is not." And she goes, "I'm flying into Indy." I was like, "Damn it.
Oh, like, no."
I thought, "Are you serious, man?" I did say that to her. I said, "Are you serious, mom?" And she goes, "Well, yeah, it was a cheaper flight and it was direct and this and this." I was like, all right. Well, I can't fault you there. So we're on our way back from Indy. And luckily, you know, there was no traffic really. It was Sunday, so there wasn't anything really going on around there. And, we're coming back and I pass by this little rundown pickup truck, but it has an amazing sticker on the back window, which is takes me back to my childhood, and it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And right. It just like popped in my head. What if I put emergency dispatchers, heroes in a headset instead of heroes in a half shell? And I got my phone out really fast because I did not want to forget it. And I turned on the recorder, and I said in there really quick, "Emergency dispatchers, heroes in a headset, homage to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles," and I kept it on there. And like 2 days later, I ended up putting it together and posted it. And man, it's been shared all over the place. So then people were saying, "Oh, I want a decal, or I want a T-shirt or sticker or whatever." So I just put it on. I just put it up for sale. Just. Out of nowhere. I was like, if it doesn't sell, it doesn't sell. I'm just throwing it up there.
So, I like it. It's cool. The only thing that would be better is if it said, "Heroes in half shell, dispatch power," or something like that, you know?
Well, I was going to add that. Said. Yes. That's the hashtags I've been using now is heroes in a headset and dispatch power. Yeah. So
there you go.
Somebody had said that the whole thing would have looked better if they had it on if it was on the back of the t-shirt, and I tried to put it on the back of the t-shirt and it just looked weird.
Yeah, maybe just do a hashtag underneath that. Do a hashtag turtle power or dispatch power.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. I like it though. It looks pretty sweet.
It's up there. I'm going to try a couple different variations depending on how this campaign thing ends up going out, but we'll see what happens. But no, other than that, man, just working like crazy. I gave a demo yesterday, a Texas 911 demo, and Manny, who is one of the admins of, I think it's Public Safety Dispatchers and Friends on Facebook.
Cool.
He and I,
yeah,
you know, we're friends on Facebook and stuff, and we've been talking, and I've been wanting to get him on the show, and I saw recently that he posted on his wall that the PSAP that he works for, which is King County, they were hiring, and he had posted saying, "Hey, you can work with me and this and that." I was like, you know, I wonder if that's the King County that I'm going to be giving a presentation to here shortly, which was yesterday. So at the end of that presentation, I said, "Do you guys know a Manny?" And I gave his last name, and they started laughing and they said, "Oh, yeah, we do know him. How do you know him?" And I said, "Well, I'm the host and creator of Within the Trenches." And one of the girls that was on there says, "That's how I know you." I was like, "Oh, so is this
King County, Washington?"
Yes.
Sweet. Just Seattle area.
What was that?
Which is like the Seattle area, King County.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's big.
Crazy. See, and I had set this up and I looked into it a little bit, but I couldn't do it like a deep dive to see what all the areas were around there. I thought, I'll do my presentation. And yeah, it's turned out good. So just working crazy and, you know, trying to keep up with the podcast as much as possible. I wanted to get a bunch of people coming in to keep it weekly, because I also ended up submitting this to iHeartRadio. So we'll see what goes on or how that goes.
Yeah. So how long does it take to get that information, or how to get that back or whatever?
I think it takes about a week or so. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. So cool. Because we were talking about your trip from hell, have you ever locked your keys in the car or yourself in the car? I know I've locked my keys in the car once that I can remember.
Well, I mean, when I did that one time in actually Bloomington, when my wifey and I were dating and we were in college, we went to Bloomington for a, I don't know what we were doing. It was during summer break. And
being crazy kids.
Yeah, I know. I locked my keys in my car at a Pizza Hut in Bloomington. And it took forever for them to come unlock it. And then it cost me a crazy amount of money to do it.
Good Lord. But you never locked yourself in the car? Have you ever done that?
I don't know how you could lock yourself in the car. I'm afraid.
I know, right? Well, I've got
I don't know that I could do that.
I've got a tape that I'm going to play. And just so that everybody knows who's listening to this, I have edited out in all these tapes that I'm going to play, they are real tapes. I've edited out the names and phone numbers and address and all that other stuff because I don't want to get in trouble or anybody else in trouble. So just so that in case you listen to it and you're thinking, well, this dispatcher didn't even ask the address or they didn't ask the phone number. They asked everything they were supposed to ask, but I edited all of that out. And actually, in one of these calls, I did leave the first name only because, you'll hear it. The name is part of the funniness of that call, but it's just the first name, and it's hard to understand that person anyway. But this one, this is the locked in my own car call.
I need 911.
Been cash transfer.
I'm sitting in the
okay.
And my car wouldn't start, and I was able to lock it, but I can't unlock it, and I'm afraid I don't have enough air to breathe. I'm up on this level. I can't open my door. I've called AAA. They're going to come and help me with the car, but I got to get out of this car.
Are you in the car?
Yeah.
You can't get out?
I can't get out. The lock won't unlock me.
Are you on the red level of the old garage?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And if you...
Okay, what kind of vehicle are you in?
It's a Q45. It's a black one. It'll be the first one on the right when you come all the way around.
Okay, what make is it again?
A Q45, a 1996.
What make?
Ooh, 96.
A Q45, Infiniti.
Infiniti, okay.
And how long would that be?
Oh, we'll get somebody... I don't know. You're going to have to send someone over there to figure this out for. What's your name, ma'am?
Please hurry.
Oh, we will.
I'm just getting panicky.
You got help on the way.
Okay. You need anything else?
No, she's locked herself in the car. She can't. The locks won't work. No, you can't pull up on it.
Everything is dead in my car.
Everything's dead.
Everything's dead.
You can't manually unlock the hit the button.
No, it won't work.
Okay, what's your phone number? Okay, I'll get somebody right over there.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so what are your thoughts, man?
How in the hell? I mean, that takes a special kind of stupid.
But does it really? Or, I mean, I guess, is it possible that if you have a vehicle that's all, you know, electronic locks and stuff, and your battery dies out, does it really lock the doors and you can't manually unlock them? I was pretty sure you could, unless it's one of those that goes all the way in on the door.
Yeah. I guess, maybe one of those are like that. I don't know.
But it's a 96 Infiniti. But I would think, even if it's electric though, so like in my car, you know, you've got the lock up on top on the side of the door, but then where the handle is to open it to get out, there's another lock there. And that one's manual.
Right.
So maybe exactly. She was just panicking, you think?
I think that's probably a lot of it. She was panicking, didn't know what it was. And because I've heard that type of thing several times. And it's like, oh, no, I can't get out. Really? Just open the door. Oh, great. So. Right. I don't know. Like, it's still like, come on, folks. You'd like to hear what the dispatcher said after that, too. And it's like, oh, my.
Right. God, like, folks, can you believe this?
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Oh, man. Well, and so that's, you know, that plays in with the job security there as well.
Yes, exactly. There will never be a shortage of that because people, I'm at a loss right now.
Okay, so there was a tape that I heard in a training class once when I was in dispatch, and it was either a guy or a lady, I don't remember for sure, but they locked themselves out of the house. And the dispatcher says, is there any other way to get in? Or, you know, when the officer gets there, are you still going to be outside or in the front? Or are you going to be in the back, or where are you going to be? And the caller ends up saying, well, just let the officer know that the garage door is open and the door that goes into the house will be open. So he'll be able to get in to help me that way. And the dispatcher says, well, wait a minute. You're locked out of your house, right? You're outside. And the person says, well, yes, I'm out of the house. And you just said that your garage door is open. And the person says, yeah. So the officer can get, oh, you know what? Never mind. I don't know why I called.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, folks.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah.
Sad trombone.
Exactly. Oh, man. So one of my favorite types of calls to take, and it sounds weird for the public to hear that because, well, they've never worked in this profession, but my most favorite calls to take were domestic calls. And it was, I mean,
That's kind of jacked up.
I know, right?
I love to take domestics.
Well, it's only because, because they're high priority, and those were the calls that I felt like I was being most useful. So when I say those are my favorite calls, that's what I mean, because I wanted to be more useful. Right. It's more, more in that sense that way than if I was taking an alarm call where somebody calls in and says, "Yep, I got an alarm at such and such address." All right. Taking them out there or sending them out there and click. Where this one, I mean, you got to, this type, you have to use all of your senses. You know, you got to listen. You've got to, everything in the background, you know, your hearing ends up going up a couple notches because there's so much that you have to do. Excuse me. And the adrenaline is going. You're helping the officers get out there, keep them safe. So high priority calls like that, those were my favorite because those were the ones that I felt the most useful. So after explaining it, it sounds a little better, right?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Instead of being morbid.
Speaking of officers being safe, what's up with all this shit going on in the world, dude?
I don't know, man. It's pretty crazy. I want to get an officer or two on the episode or on the podcast as well, just to kind of give their thoughts and talk about it. I can't even explain it, but
we here in the Hope, we've all of the city police has made a determination that they're sending two officers to all calls now, which is, you know, we only send two officers on certain calls, and even reports, VIN checks, everything that we've got going on, we send two officers on for the city now. And yesterday the directive come over that we're to dispatch over the city wants us to dispatch over our encrypted channel all the time. We have one channel that, you know, we've got the main channel that's open to everything, and then they've got a TAC channel that's encrypted that can't be monitored. So they now want everything to be dispatched over the encrypted channel because they've had several people listening to the calls on the scanner apps and stuff like that, and they're showing up at calls with whatever's going on, and they are recording the, you know, showing up with video cameras, recording the traffic stops or calls for service or whatever it is.
That's friggin' nuts.
Now we're dispatching over our encrypted channel so people can't hear what's going on.
Hey, that's the way to do it, man. That's what I would do for sure, because I know I've been able to get on an app and and listened to Main Traffic from my own my old PSAP, and I thought, right. I thought this was supposed to be, you know, you weren't supposed to be able to do that, but shit, somebody found a way.
Yeah, you can listen to everything now on in Broadcastify or whatever it is. But if it's encrypted, you can't. So that's what we're doing now, and it's just it's crazy. Good. My dispatchers are, you know, all worked up because they want to make sure that they're everybody's safe and everything's going on.
Yeah, I posted a couple articles on the fan page that talked about, you know, dispatchers and the high stress even more now than before. I mean, it's a high stressful job to begin with, but now you've got the rise of society, so to speak, or certain groups or whatever, and everyone's just on edge, man. It's freaking crazy. I can't.
I know it is.
I mean, the other night we do family prayer every night and stuff before the kids go to bed, and it was my turn. And during that time, you know, I'd said, you know, please, Lord, help all those that are out there on the road in public safety, police, fire, EMS, and especially the dispatchers and such. And, you know, watch over the officers when they're out there on calls with everything that's going on. And even, you know, the groups, whether they're, you know, good or bad or just everybody in general, you know, watch over them. And after that, my son goes, what's going on with the police? What's wrong? He goes, what do you mean? I said, buddy, it's just a crazy world right now in some places. And it's just nuts. So I didn't explain to him exactly because he was about to go to sleep and I didn't want him. I mean, he's 12 years old, but he's a sensitive kid. And is sensitive to, you know, everybody else's emotions or whatever is going on. So I didn't want to destroy him right there. But yeah, it's nuts, man. Big ups to all those in blue and everybody else out on the road, and especially the dispatchers there. Yep. Do what you got to do. Stay safe.
Make sure everybody comes home alive.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy, man. Hopefully shit starts, I don't know, slowing down or something. Just seems like people are just trying to get involved and you don't need to. You don't need to go out there with a damn camera and just why can't everybody just, in a sense, just mind your business?
Exactly. If that was the thing, man, thing would be awesome. Just mind your own business. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing, and just let's make things better. Let's just not worry about what it is.
Yeah. It's nuts. Going back to what I was saying about the domestic stuff really quick, I've got a call that I'm going to play, and it's not like full out domestic or anything, but it's borderline. But it's, you'll see, it's kind of funny. That's why I'm playing it. So this one is called, I Need My Soup. I Need My Soup. All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's not a big emergency, but I'm trying to get up to just get my soup at the restaurant, and my partner here will not let me go.
She shouldn't drive. She's been drinking.
No, she's not been drinking. He's been drinking.
I was just going to pick up the phone to call.
I don't think so.
She's been drinking and she's
No, she's not been drinking at all.
No, you can.
So I have to stop really quick and just say that it's kind of funny that she's talking in third person.
I'm trying to go up the street to get my soup.
Where are you at? And she's been in total drunkenness afternoon.
That is so stupid. It's not funny.
And I have no. I had to rip the keys out of her hand when she started.
No, because that's what he wanted to do. Okay? I just want to get my soup. That's all.
Yeah, you can hear that, that's right?
Cool. I'll send someone over to talk to you guys, okay?
Thank you. Would you do that?
No problem.
Not an emergency. I've got the keys now.
It's not an emergency.
Two sets of keys. Plus, I've got mine.
Okay.
She can't take mine either.
We'll get an officer there to talk to you.
She's stubborn. She's very German. And, yes.
I think he just said she's very stubborn. She's very German. Hold on a minute. I got to back up really quick. I just got to hear that again. Well,
Yes, I've had a few drinks too, but nothing like, you know, I wouldn't drive.
Whoa.
But
whoa.
She's just got this thing, and I don't want to get hurt.
She doesn't, okay?
Okay,
I'm doing fine. I'll be up by the driveway.
I must not have gone back far enough.
No, you'll be in the house, till you can't walk up to the driveway.
Oh, wow. Yes, I can. My Honda is down here, okay?
Okay, I appreciate what...
Okay, no problem. We'll get an officer over there.
Way all afternoon, and I've just gone through hell.
Okay.
How soon do you think someone will be here?
It's going to take forever. They'll be right over.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. Is this the... Okay.
Okay.
She won't listen to me. She's very dramatic. She's from Germany, and okay. You can't talk to her. I can't talk to her.
Okay, no problem.
You guys have been here before, and it's unfortunate, but I apologize, but I would not let her drive.
No problem. We'll get it.
She had to be driven home from 5 days ago because she had been drinking too much up there.
Okay. No problem. We'll get
it. I don't want her to hurt herself or anybody else.
Okay.
Bye-bye. She still wants her car keys, but I'm not going to give it to him. So sooner you get the policeman over, the better. Bye-bye.
We'll get him over there.
She just wanted her soup.
But then that just provided a whole lot of other stuff. Just my soup.
Oh man. So here's another one. This one is okay, hold on. This one's called False Teeth. You'll dig it, watch.
Police dispatch. I'm calling to see, I think my husband called and said that I took his false teeth.
You took his what?
False teeth. Did you get a call like that?
On keys?
Teeth. You put in your mouth?
False teeth. Oh, okay.
Did anybody report somebody stealing false teeth? I'm sorry, it's not funny, I guess.
Yes, it is funny. Because from there, he knows he hit me yesterday morning, and I just came in and got pictures of my eye, and he knows he's going to go to jail. So he's trying anything to try to get me in trouble. But his teeth are at the house. I mean, if we get a call,
his teeth are. The other dispatchers say, well, it wouldn't be funny if it was your teeth.
Just tell him, they are at the house. Go look again.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I think it's funny, too.
Oh, my God. Men, just, you know?
That's it.
Okay, hon.
Thank you, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was epic. Oh, my God. It's false teeth. But you know what? Those are the type of calls that our folks get all the time.
I mean,
that happens.
Only a dispatch. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That one's right up there with the spam one that I always talk about, man. It happens. It definitely happens. So people think that it doesn't, but. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. If he calls, let them know it's at home. They're at home. They're on the table. what's the best part is that both the dispatcher and the caller were able to laugh about it. And
oh yeah,
you know, and it was all good.
Because everybody's like, yeah, we're good. Overtime? No, we're good. So just leave it alone. But. Oh, wow.
I've had calls in the past where I had to laugh and I couldn't help. I had to break my being professional and such. And I just started busting up and I did the same thing. It's like I said, I'm completely sorry. I apologize for laughing. This is no disrespect. And they started laughing, too. They're like, no. I completely understand because this is hilarious. There was a. One of the times I broke was it was New Year's Day. I don't remember what year it was, but it was New Year's Day, and this lady and her husband called me up because they were I don't know, they were the head of some apartment complex in this one small city in the northeast corner of Allegan County. And they said, we really need for you to help us out. You know, we came to check up on the apartment complex because, well, it's New Year's Day. And of course, you know, everybody goes crazy New Year's Eve and having parties and such. And we were just looking around and we found a gentleman who is passed out in the laundry, one of the laundry rooms. And we said, oh, okay, well, I can get somebody out there. What is he wearing? And she starts busting up and she goes, that's the thing. He's not wearing anything. And I said, excuse me? And she goes, he is butt ass naked and he has throw up all over the all over the room and on the equipment, the washer and dryer and everything. And I said, and he's alive, right? And she goes, oh yeah, he's snoring, he's breathing, we checked him, he's fine, but he's naked. And she's laughing and I couldn't help but laugh because she kept describing, like, going into deep detail of like how it smelled, how everything looked. I mean, everything looked. and her husband is in the background just busting up and he's like, you don't have to go so far.
Oh man, I bet that was nasty.
Oh, I bet, dude. Yeah, they we might have had to get an ambulance out there, low priority, just to make sure the dude was all right. But yeah, he was butt ass naked. Would throw up all over himself and the washer and dryer. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Oh, what a way to start that out. Oh, man. So I've got another call that I want to play. This is called the lunch call. I believe this is the one that has the first name in it. And this one is... this is funny as heck, man. I would have started busting up on this call, too.
Dispatch.
There is no one over here to cook our lunch. We are waiting for our lunch, and there's no one here to cook our lunch.
All right, calm down. Where are you at?
This is the group home. The group home.
Behind the hospital?
The group home!
Okay, where are you at? I don't know where the group home is.
Across the street from the unit! Down the street!
Okay.
She's no so angry.
Come in to make lunch. Yeah.
I think she's hangry.
Calm down, ma'am. Okay.
What did you do?
What's your name?
Why?
Well, if you want lunch, I need to know your name.
But how are you going to cook it?
What'd you call me for if you don't want me to help you? You want me
what
to help you?
Do?
What's your name, ma'am?
What are you going to do if I tell you?
We'll try to get you some lunch.
Okay. Janet.
What is it?
Janet.
How do you spell it?
You know me, Janet. Will you please listen? Janet.
Okay. I'm just having a hard time hearing you when you're talking so loud.
Now, what are you going to do?
We'll get some help over there for you, okay? What apartment are you in?
We're not an apartment. I don't see you. We're waiting for lunch.
I'm afraid I probably would have hung up.
She goes off right at the end. It's amazing. And so her first name is kept in there and I cut out the last name, but I have to say that when she's saying the last name, that is the part that you can't understand at all. So I probably could have played it, but just in case, I decided not to. But she is yelling it, just the way she yelled at the very end there. She is yelling her last name over and over. And that's when she finally says, would you just listen? And he says, well, you know, I can't understand you when you're yelling like that. And you can't. I mean, I couldn't understand her either, man. It was hilarious. I wish I could have kept that part in there because it adds to it. But yeah, just in case, you know, I didn't want to get anybody in trouble, but it's hilarious.
<That's> funny stuff. Funny stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. So I heard your watch go off there. That's not for your one call, is it? We don't have to break here.
No, it's not. It was, they called a while ago. I'll call them back in a minute. I was wifey calling me.
Excellent, folks. See,
my wifey, not your wifey.
Oh yeah. Wow. Dang. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man. So the last call that I want to play, this is a call that we played actually at the live episode at Indiana Nina. And listening back to it, you know, you can kind of hear everything that's going on or what she's saying, but everybody's laughing so hard that it kind of drowned some of it out. So now that I have the actual file and I edited out what I needed to do, we can hear the actual call because there's a part in there that I completely missed and it made me go,
okay,
here we go.
Yes. 911, what's the location of your emergency? What's the problem?
My husband, we were getting ready to have a little bit of sex and he accidentally went in the wrong place and I think he ate some. I'm not being rude or anything. I'm just wanting him. I don't want a virus in this house. I already have pneumonia.
So it's you or him?
Him.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 58.
What's your name? Okay, we'll send the life squad over, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I did not remember that. I did not hear that he ate some.
That's the part that we missed, man.
Oh,
that's
our... How did we miss that?
Well, like I said, everybody was laughing so hard in that first part that she says right before the second part that we couldn't hear it. And I think somebody actually yells out from the audience that there's a second piece there that we couldn't hear because everybody was laughing.
Right. Some one of the people that talked about the call.
Yes.
So I guess now that we hear that, how did he...
We were getting ready to have a little bit of sex and he accidentally went in the wrong place and I think he ate some. I'm not being rude or anything. I'm just wanting him. I don't want a virus in this house. I already have pneumonia.
So
so my question is, how did he eat it? I mean, I could see is like, I think I ate some, but I don't see how he, I mean, I got ideas. There's lots of things going through my mind, but
I can only assume she's talking about foreplay and he went south and
yeah, I get that too. But how did
he, maybe she didn't wipe well. I don't know. Oh God.
Yeah, but I get
this is so bad. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't get it either.
That goes on to my baseline is shit to shower ratio.
Right. That also goes with, you know, whenever I'm in a hurry. And my wife says, so what, we got to go to this one place. You're going to take a long shower? Like, no. I'll take a county wash. I wash what counts. Obviously, that didn't happen in this scenario.
No, exactly.
What counts was not washed.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Oh.
Shit to shower ratio.
Oh, man. So, the tape is even more funny. Because we got to hear that piece finally.
Oh my God, that's epic.
Oh,
that would have been even better if we'd have heard that when we did that live episode, because we would have lost it. We would have totally lost our shit on that one.
Oh literally. My God, yeah, dude. Yahtzee.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh man, that is perfect. Well, on that note, that's going to be the wrap up of this episode, episode 113. Thank you once again, my friend, for joining me. I wanted to do this because you and I have a lot of fun doing these episodes, especially when we play tapes, and with all the bullshit that's going on in the world right now, I thought a good episode, a funny episode, would be good. Just, you know, something to change up the crap that's going on. And once again, to everybody out there who is dealing with this, and those, I mean, I guess technically that's everyone. Everyone is dealing with this, even if you haven't had an actual incident. Just everybody stay safe, do what you do, and yeah. I back blue, gold, everyone, all those colors. We're all good, man. So that's awesome. From there, though, again, like I said, from the wrap up of this, if any of you are interested in the decals or T-shirts or anything like that, there's a link on the Facebook fan page. Right when you go to it, there's a button that says shop, I think shop or shop now or something like that. If you just click on that, that'll take you to the webpage that has all of the merchandise for the podcast. And I'm actually sold out on a few sizes of the Dispatch Love and Sons of Dispatch. So you'll just have to go there and it'll actually say whether it's you know, sold out or not. But those are up. A lot of good things coming. I have a couple GoPros that I will be utilizing for video for this podcast. Now I'm going to do the audio version, but I'm going to try to do as many video versions as well, because it's watching Rob and I do this on video would probably be even more funny, because we lose our shit when we're laughing.
Yeah. So are you going to be set up with podcasts at APCO?
You know, I'm not slated for it, but I'm going to bring my portable recorder, and I'm going to try to record as many episodes as I can while I'm there, because there's going to be a few people there that I want to talk to that are up for doing some episodes. So definitely going to bring that. So since you're going to be there, we can do one there as well, man. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So we'll have to do that. So there's APCO that's coming up. The Illinois one is going to be coming up. That's a few months, that's 3 or 4 months away. Totally. But that's one that I want to do as well. It's possible that I'm going to be at Navigator this time doing the podcast.
That's not till next year, dude.
Well, I know, but that's just, dude, that'll be here before you know it. It'll be coming fast. I sound like my parents now when I asked for something as a kid and they're like, well, Christmas is just around the corner and it's like 9 months away.
I know. You're exactly right. Tell my God.
Oh, man. So for those listening, if you have any questions, comments, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email the show, and that's going to be wttpodcast@gmail.com. And also on that note as well, everyone that I have talked to in the last 2 to 3 weeks about being a guest on the show, I've got you on my list. I'm going to get you scheduled. It's just been pretty busy, especially with my new daughter that was born recently. And so I'm trying to catch up with everything and get everyone signed up so we can get a bunch more episodes out there telling your stories, as well as Adam with the Healthy Dispatcher, or Ryan, who's with Operation 10-8. I've been trying to get with them to do this. Our schedules have just not been working out, but we're going to get something going. So after that, you can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. You can follow us on Twitter. That is at 91 podcast. And this episode, along with all the episodes, can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and the jabberlog.com. And hopefully within a week or so, iHeartRadio. So have a good one, everybody.
See you, bro.
Later, man.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.